This is, I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about the scripture found in Romans chapter 8, verse 37 says, yet in all these things, what kind of things? Persecution, tribulation, sickness, all kinds of things. Yet in all these things, we, the Christians, the church, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We are not more than conquerors apart from him. Without him, we can do nothing. But through him, a lot of people think they're more than conquerors, but they leave out through him. We're talking about the signs that are going on around us that seem to indicate we're in the last days, and we need to discover how to be conquerors. Somebody said every Jew they knew had left Paris. Where are they going? They're going to Israel. That's fulfillment of prophecy. And then the United States has the gall to complain that they build some houses for them. Asinine. But those things are taking place around the world. But what about America? America is probably the most asleep nation on earth. We're in denial of most things. 1 Timothy 4:3 says this, now the Spirit speaks expressly. That word's not used very often. The Spirit speaks expressly. In other words, the Holy Spirit wanted to be sure that Paul got this. The Holy Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. So he's talking here about Christians. He's talking here about America because America has Christians. Some shall depart from the faith. Why would they do that? Well, they're going to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Says they will speak lies in hypocrisy. Oh, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry. Commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which know the truth. But some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's the devil's plan. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now he's not talking about the world. The world has always loved themselves. He's talking about the church. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We're talking about having a form of righteousness. Just like Jesus said, thinking they're righteous in themselves, not because they're following God, but because they're following man. And what does the Bible say? That there are men who do things not to please God, but to please men. It says, without natural affection. In other words, they have unnatural affection. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, calling good evil and evil good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But notice this, having a form of godliness. What kind of form? Their own form, their own religion, their own ideas, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Never before has the earth been attacked as it is recently. You know, not only Nigeria and France, but you know they murdered a bunch of schoolgirls in Pakistan. They attacked in Australia. They've attacked in London. Never before has the earth been attacked as it has recently. You know, Revelation 6:4 says this, and another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and it was given to him a great sword.
You know, wars are normally localized. The United States has been through many wars, World War I, World War II, so on and so forth, but they didn't take peace from America. Those things really didn't ever touch America. They took peace from those who were fighting, but this terrorism that's going on is taking peace from the earth everywhere. That's a sign of the times. I don't know that it's this specific fulfillment of Revelation 6:4. If it isn't, it's the precursor to it. It's the same devil. Revelation 9:13. I've thought this for many years. Someone mentioned it to me last week. And I said, yeah, I think that's exactly right. Revelation 9:13 says, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels," demonic angels, "which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Well, we know where that is, don't we? It's not in Europe, it's not in America. "Which are bound in the great river Euphrates." If you don't know where that is, that's in the Middle East. "And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen was 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire." You know, I don't know what a breastplate of fire is, but I know what a suicide vest is. But I believe that what's going on right now could well be, or the precursor to these devils loosed in the Middle East. And of course, the majority of this thing is going to take place in the Middle East, but it isn't like a war with one nation against a nation. There are certainly Muslims here. You know, years ago, Brother James was preaching from India, if you don't know who Brother James is. And Brother James can speak English, but he doesn't preach in English. Preaches in Tamil, and his son interprets for him. And he said something once. Several years later, I was with Brother James. We were going somewhere, and I said, "Well, it's like you said," and I quoted what Emmanuel had said. And Emmanuel said, "We have a saying in India, never turn your back on a Muslim, he'll put a knife in it." And I said that to James. He said, "I never said that." I said, "You didn't?" He said, "No. I said, never turn your back on a Muslim, he'll slit your throat like a goat." Now, that's a good idea. Be sober and be vigilant. Because, you know, we are told that there are good Muslims and bad Muslims. Well, it depends until their imam tells them to kill somebody. And that's the truth. If they're told to kill somebody, then it's their duty to do it. You can be politically correct, or you can accept the truth. And that's the truth. And we must be sober, and we must be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is going about like a lion, seeking whom he might destroy. What else must we do? Well, 1 Peter 4:7 says this, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober." What are you going to do when the end of all things is at hand? First, you're sober and watch and pray. And listen to this. You wouldn't necessarily put this with the end times, but it says the end of all things is at hand. So he's talking about the end of all things. Be sober, watch and pray, and above all things, have fervent love among yourselves. You remember Jesus said that one of the signs of the last days would be the love of many would grow cold, but the next verse says, "And he who endures to the end." He who endures what? He that doesn't let his love go. Amen? We got to be sober and be vigilant, but we also got to walk in love. Now that doesn't mean you have to be stupid. Amen? We have the name above every name. Years ago, there was a fellow, I can't think of his name right now, but he was a missionary in Mexico, and he wrote a book. He ended up at one time pastoring a church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, after that. But in the 70s, he was down in Mexico, and one of the accounts he wrote in his book was he was robbed, and the man wanted his money, And I can't remember whether he wouldn't give it to him or whatever, but he said to the man, "You can't shoot me in the name of Jesus." And the bullets fell out the end of the gun when he fired. Amen. I remember reading when I was in Broken Arrow, living in Broken Arrow, on one of the subsections of the Sunday paper, they had an account that these two young girls came home about 2 o'clock or midnight, late at night, and someone in the parking lot of their apartment complex attacked them. And one ran away, and he was attacking the other one. And the one that ran away turned around and came back and said, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to..." This is in the newspaper. "Command you to stop this." And he turned and ran. So we have to be sober and be vigilant.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have healing school every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We just run about an hour. We teach what the Bible has to say about healing. We expect this school to run continuously. Now, many of you are wondering what we would have to say about healing. Well, I assure you that there is that much revelation in the Word of God on the subject of healing. And we're not here just to talk about the subject of healing. We're here to help people get healed. Healing comes by faith. Faith comes by hearing. The Word of God says in the Gospels, people came to hear and to be healed. That's God's plan. God's plan is for you to be healed. We have so many people say today, "Well, God heals through doctors." No, doctors heal. Thank God for doctors, but that's not God. God heals through His Word and through His Spirit. God wants every human being to walk in divine health. We will prove that to you. I encourage you to please come out if you need healing, and there's not any person within the sound of my voice that either doesn't need healing today or will need healing or needs to know how not to get sick. We can tell you what God said. It's not my ideas, man's ideas. It's the Word of God. The medical system is failing. Government health care is a failure and will be a failure, but God never fails. Last week was our first lesson, and we had a good turnout, even though it was bitterly cold. I encourage you to come. You'll be welcome. We're not going to require anything of you but to hear. And I promise you that if you come once, you'll come more than once. Please don't allow the traditions of men to keep you sick or to be like the woman with the issue of blood, spend everything that you have. So please come Thursday nights at 7 p.m. at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You will not be disappointed. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.